Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about words, the power of words. Mm-hmm. They matter, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, I've just been really just thinking about a lot of the things that you hear just in your daily life. And I started to hear just some kind of things that were starting to get repetitious. And I was just really thinking about it. And you hear it on commercials every now and then, how somebody will say, like, you know, the one and only place, you know, to find whatever it is that you're looking for, the one and only, the one and only. You know, you hear it on, you know, sports, you know, when they're introducing somebody in the ring or wherever. And I even hear it amongst friends, you know, in the workplace, you know, they'll introduce somebody and it's just like, you know, the one and only. And it's just like, where do we get that from? And it just got me to thinking. And I just came across, and when you read in John, is that it's not just a figure of speech. It's not just something that you hear on a commercial. You know, when you read in John 1, it talks about the fact that of who Jesus is.
Uh-oh, come on.
Who is this Jesus? You know, and there's thousands of people in Iran asking this question, is who is this Jesus? Mm-hmm. And it says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all... I love it. All. We've all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. And that was just so jumped and so encouraged me, because it's just like, it is all about Jesus. The one and only is Jesus. This whole life is about Jesus. And we're talking about in a previous program about the gospel of all. And it's just like everything in the Old Testament was prophesying and talking about, foreshadowing what was to come, Jesus. And when you read about the New Testament, it's talking about who Jesus is and the one and only. Mm-hmm. And we've also talked about the fact recently, it's just like a lot of people can have you point and focus on the law, or focus on, I got to do all these things, And it's just like, yeah, but it was Jesus that brought the grace to carry that out. He came to draw all men to himself. He is the one and only. And it's just like, it's only by Jesus that we're drawn to Jesus. Mm. It's only by Jesus that we can come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's only the grace through Jesus that we can walk with Jesus. And it just really got me focusing on, is just like, no, Jesus is the one and only.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how awesome is he? And it's just like being able to remember and turn our eyes and focus. And it's just like, when we recognize Jesus for who he is, that he's the one and only, it's going to help us to relate more to him when we have that abiding time, when we're spending time with him. And it's just like all of creation focuses on him.
Yeah.
Anything that can sing brings him praise, sings his name, and it's just like focusing on him, that we can take that moment and join in with heaven and just sing his praise and worship him. It's just like, you are the one and only. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, so often we don't realize the words that we say. We don't realize what that really means. And it's just like, there's only one. You know, you can read about this in Revelation, how he talks about the fact that he is taking the scroll, and it's like the title deed to earth. And it's just like, there's no one that's worthy. No one that's worthy, but there's one, a lamb, the one, the only. And those who have said yes to Jesus Christ have defined their life. And there was that definitive moment when they encountered the one. And it's just like, do you know the one and only? Has your life been transformed? Has your life changed because you've encountered the one and the only?
That's amazing. Revelation 5 says, then I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside of it. I wept and wept This is John the Revelator. He's seeing this. Because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David? He has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." And then he said, "I saw a lamb looking as if he had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by four living creatures and the elders." And the Lamb of God, he's the one. He's the one that you're saying. He's the one and only. He's the worthy one. And when we get an understanding, when we get full of the awe and the majesty and the supremacy of who God is. See, we've lost it. We've lost the awe. We fail to recognize his holiness. We fail to recognize, you know, whose presence we're in. You know, oftentimes when you look at just a simple human being like the Queen of England, there is protocol to this day to, which is a figurehead. She has no authority in England. But there is a protocol to how to approach her that they even tell presidents, they tell other dignitaries when they come visit her how to present yourself when you come see her, and that when you leave, when you're done meeting with the Queen of England, you don't turn your back and walk out. My understanding is you back up. You don't extend your hand to her first. You wait till she extends her hands to you first.
Wow.
There is a protocol when you understand that there is majesty. Imagine the protocol of heaven when we are in awe of who he is. Like you're saying, the one and only, we can worship him. And this is what happens when the majesty of God is returned back to us. When the holiness of God is returned back to us, that revelation, we grow in the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. We grow in the fear of the Lord and we say, "Holy is the Lamb." We recognize he's the only one who can carry that title, the one and only.
Yeah, and that's what the powerful thing is, like you're saying, is that when we understand, okay, there's a way that we recognize the Queen, and it's just like the words, "the one and only," has been just so spread out over the world, and like you're saying, but when we have to get back to that, that is one of his names. One of Jesus' names is the one and only. And what is even more powerful is that you caught his eye. Is like the one and only that sits upon the throne is thinking about you. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
And he wants to know you. He wants to know your name. And it's just like, he wants to have you in his presence. He wants to draw you into himself. And it's just like getting caught up in that. It's just like, I just want more of that one and only.
Yeah, because oftentimes people would love the opportunity to, and they pay thousands and thousands of dollars just to have access to be in the same room with the President of the United States. They'll pay $20,000, $30,000 for a plate dinner just to say that they were in a room with a president. But God gives you the opportunity, free of charge, to come into his presence. I read somewhere it said, "He who kneels before God can stand up to anybody." And God has an open door policy that you can seek him. He'll be found. He tells you that if you draw close to him, he will draw close to you. He gives you an invitation in Matthew. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. In Isaiah, he tells you, "Come, those who are thirsty, because I have waters." Listen, he wants to, he's the living water on the inside of you that wants to just bubble up. I'm telling you, the one and only has a plan for your life, and you can make a decision today to say, "I'm going to serve him and him alone." Listen, don't get distracted by anything in this world that will pull you away from God. Understand that he's holy, he's majestic, and that he loves you and that he died for your sins. And he's looking for you to recognize him as the only one and the only thing that you need. He's it. When you make him your sole desire and your sole passion, everything in your life will change. Do it today. Recognize the one and only King Jesus.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.